Hi everyone, this is Jen and Sam and welcome to our podcast Miracle Mindset,
where we give you our unsolicited, probably unwanted advice.
But if you want to become the best version of yourself, start believing in yourself a little bit more, then tune in every Sunday for the podcast.
Cheers.
Bye. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Miracle Mindsets. I'm sounding a little bit raspy this morning, and it's because it's 7:15. I am awake, I'm ready to go. I'm going to go meet a friend for coffee. But I decided to stay in last night, and I actually sent a voice note to Jen because I don't know whether it's just big cities or like, I literally live on Bondi Beach basically. And I was going to go out last night, and for some reason I just chose not to. Like, me and Nadine had been out the night before, and it was just such a funny night. And I was like, you know what, like, I really need to sit with feelings, process things, and just not really distract myself. So I went and got a bottle of red. I had a fishbowl, which is like, they're so nice. They're so, so nice. You basically build your own bowl. It's like a Pokeball. But like, I walked to near the beach, and Mardi Gras was on and everyone's out. And I was like, fuck, I feel like I should be out and feel like I should be doing something. And I actually sent a voice note to Jen just saying, oh my God, like I struggle here. Like I struggle to be still. Like obviously Oz is so much more chill than like a lot of places. Like the lifestyle's amazing, but Sydney is very, very busy, I think, compared to like other places in Oz. And I just feel like it's very like, you always feel like you need to be doing something or need to be out, or there's like, you go to the beach at 5:30 in the morning and there's like hundreds of people running up, and like, it's obviously a pressure that you're putting on yourself, or myself should I say, but I want to keep up with this lifestyle, you know.
So this episode today is going to be all about logic versus emotion and how to balance the two, because I think that sometimes when we are in the heat of the moment or we're feeling a certain type of way, we will act off emotion. And the problem with that is that emotions are pretty transient. Like if you've listened in the past, you'll know that emotions take around 90 seconds to come into the body and to leave the body, as long as we don't identify with the emotion and start thinking about it. So have you ever acted really irrationally or said shit that you don't mean? Or, you know, I was speaking to a girl in Miracle Mindsets the other day who was talking about messaging an ex and like regretting it so badly the next day. We're all human. And I think that like so many studies conclude, I think that I read 90% of the decisions we make are based off emotion. And so I think that when you're looking at other people's behavior as well, that can allow you to take things less personally, because like the way someone has acted with you, whether it's like they've made a mistake or they've said something that they don't mean, a lot of the time is out of impulse and out of emotion. And emotion is such a strong feeling. Like on paper you can know logically the right things to do, but emotion always wins over logic. And that's why I want to talk about like really working with yourself and being able to balance that. Like you can apply this to any area of your life as well. Like for example, I'll take me, whenever I used to get stressed at work, I would quit. Like thank God I had a gorgeous manager who would just literally be like, Sammy, like I'm not accepting this, because I was so impulsive. Or you know, I was with a girl the other night who would talk, like we were talking about the relationship, and at the start of the relationship she felt really unsafe and would always threaten the breakup in order to have control. And I think logically, if you go through these things, like the job with me for example, like you go through difficult, challenging times with the job, and that is part and parcel of having a job in a 9-to-5 industry, same way as like logically you're gonna feel unsafe sometimes in a relationship when your needs aren't being met, and like that is the logic. And so like you can go through these times and sit with them and know that like you're gonna come out the other side. But I think that when you are in the heat of it and when emotions you allow your emotions to run riot, that is when we say things that we don't mean. We do things that have consequences, unfortunately. And so this podcast today is going to be delving into logic versus emotion and how to balance the two, because, you know, a logical mind and an emotional heart are two very, very different complexes. Like, I am one of the most emotional people, like, I know, genuinely. If I'm going to cry, like, I'll be crying all day. Anyone, like, I'll cry on the train. Like, I can't bottle things up. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Unfortunately, it's like, it's such a blessing to feel so emotionally, but it's also like, it can cloud a lot of judgment for me. And yeah, so that's why I wanted to delve into it today. So I think the first thing that, like, we need to consider is that emotions are energy in motion. And so when you're in the heat of something, like, we've got to remember that so much of the way we respond to situations is from past experiences. And then when you delve deep into the past, you'll understand why you act the way that you do. And also when you delve into somebody else's past as well, you'll also understand that, like, they are acting based on their experience of the world and what they've been through. And so when you're acting emotionally, we've got to remember that, like, this is past living. So when you're feeling insecure, hurt, jealous, critical, unworthy, anxious, these are based on previous experiences that we've experienced. And I'm actually reading a book now called Anything Can Be Healed by Martin Brofman, I think. And it is incredible. Like, honestly, guys, I picked that up in a charity shop before I came. And I started reading Asking It Is Given by Esther and Jerry Hicks, but it's not for me right now, guys. Like, I know it's an amazing book, like, everyone raves about it, but it's just not, I just can't get on board with it at the moment. So I picked up Anything Can Be Healed. And the first thing in the book was about everyone has an energetic bubble around them, right? So when we go through life, we've got an energy field and we've had all these experiences that have, like, slowly but surely formed this bubble around us. And so we're all walking around with this bubble where we see the world through this bubble of experiences, emotion, the way we grew up in childhood, our earliest relationships. And so the way we see the world is different to somebody else. And it doesn't mean that their reality isn't true. And it was so interesting. So he was saying in the first chapter that, for example, take a piece of grapefruit. We take a piece of grapefruit and some people say that when you eat grapefruit, it will speed up your metabolism and you will lose weight. And other people believe that fruits are carbohydrates and you shouldn't eat them. They're two different realities, right, that work for both people depending on what you believe. Like, if you believe that certain foods will make you fat, that is your reality of that situation. Like, you believe that to be true, and so it will come true in fruition into your life. The same way as if you believe with your heart that grapefruit will make you thinner, this is literally what he says in the chapter, then that will be your reality and it will work for you. Like, two things that seem to be opposite to each other are true in different realities. The same way as someone is on a keto diet right now and is the best body they've ever been, whereas somebody is on a low carb diet or a high carb diet, for example, and that reality is true for them. So in the book, it's explaining that different realities exist at once and you can pick your reality. So you are plugging into the reality of the past and the past wounds. So if you believe that you're always going to get hurt, if you believe that you're not good enough, that reality will play out in your life so many times through different people, different experiences, because this bubble that you're looking through is going to reflect back to you the same lessons, the same experiences, the same people until you learn the lesson. And I just think that is so interesting. Like, I've never seen it like that. Like, we can sometimes say, like, how they feel, like, no, the what they believe isn't true, but their reality of life, what they've gone through, their experiences has made it true for them. and they're living in that truth. And so we're all living in our own truth, which I just find so interesting. Way off topic, but I think that when we look at the way we're acting, sometimes we act off this, out of this bubble and out of this emotional charge. And when we're emotionally charged, it's hard to see logic, hard to understand emotion. And I've done stuff recently where I think, why the fuck have you done that? Like, I kick myself, because usually I'm pretty logical, but when it comes to something that really, really charges me up emotionally, sometimes it's hard to be rational. So the first tip that I would give is to really pause and breathe. Sitting with myself last night was so uncomfortable, but I sat with my emotions, I cried, I journaled, and I'm so grateful today. At the time, like, obviously massive FOMO, but I'm so grateful today that I've like woke up with like an easy head, I've processed some of my feelings, and I sat with my emotions. And I think that we do anything to distract ourselves, that like we don't realize it, whether we are scrolling on our phone, voice noting people, going out, drinking, making plans. Like, these are lovely distractions, but also, when are you sitting with your feelings? And I think that when you don't sit with your feelings, they are festering inside us and we're not giving them space to release. And so when certain situations come up that are emotionally charged, we're going to feel this mad rush of feeling because we've bottled it up, and so we're not acting logically. So the first thing that I would say is to genuinely sit with your feelings, and it's not comfortable. Like, it's genuinely not comfortable, but like last night I was actually howling. I was messaging my friend Shan and she was like, what are you doing tonight? And I just sent her a picture of me and I was like, sitting with my feelings. And I was like, no, this is not what I want to be doing on a Saturday night in Sydney, but I'll be all the better person for it. I'll be all the more logical. I'll be all the more healed because I'm not allowing myself to just get distracted, go out, which is what like feels easiest at the time. Like, sitting with your feelings is a difficult process, but it also allows you to take time and recognize that the way you're feeling is a response to the thoughts that you're feeling. So the way that you're feeling is about the way you feel. And perspective is power. So we have the ability in each moment to reframe our thoughts. Have you seen those reels going around? Like, instead of, why is this happening to me? Say, what is this teaching me? Instead of saying, I'm too emotional, say, I feel things so deeply. Like, we have the power in the moments where our minds are chaos and are telling us these stories to reframe that narrative and to have a more helpful belief system. Like, it, when you're sitting with your thoughts, genuinely just snap out of it. You use an anchor. So I've used this before, but use an anchor. So like, say, this is not helping. Like, say that in your brain, stop the thought process. And then ask yourself, is this helpful or is this hurtful? Are you spending time hurting yourself with the thoughts that you're feeling, or are you using them to build yourself up? And so, yeah, genuinely asking yourself, instead of saying, why is this happening to me? Ask, like, what am I learning from this? Instead of thinking, oh, like, I hate sitting with my feelings, ask yourself, how am I going to grow from there? And I seen something today about meditation, and it was like, meditation gives you the space to realize that our brains don't stop telling stories, and it gives us enough space to realize the stories that our brains are telling us. Our brains are always telling us stories about whatever it may be, and a lot of the time it's coming from ego. So if you're going through a breakup, for example, what are they doing? I wonder where they're going out. I wonder who they're speaking to. When actually, if you slow down, ask yourself, like, is this helpful? Is this hurtful? And redirect your thoughts, like, how can I better myself in this situation? How can I slow down? How can I work on me? How can I heal these thoughts? And channel it back into yourself. Like, we need to constantly be reminded, like meditation, our thoughts will go off track, and it's just about gently guiding yourself back to the point where you are helping yourself every time. You're coming back to yourself again and again and again, and it starts when you slow down. So whenever you're in an anxious pattern, whenever you're sitting in your room, you're overthinking, you're telling yourself stories about why you're not good enough, or, you know, why you're not qualified, why you're not feeling great, like literally anchor yourself. So say, just say in your mind, this isn't helping. Break the thought process and then start to ask the helpful questions. I remember I've said this before, but like, put your shoulders back, smile, say, I am the shit. And start again. Do not allow yourself to be a victim of your own thoughts and your own mind. And trust me, guys, like when I say these things as well, oh, white butterfly. When I say these things, I genuinely mean them from a place of also, I am going through this. Like, we aren't perfect. I'm not saying this from a healed place of like, this is a cheat sheet of what you do. And like, you will never have these feelings again. Like, I'm saying it from a place of like, I am learning this shit as well. And there is times where I'll go back and like, I'll regress and I will get in that anxious thought pattern, but it's all a process and it's all about improving ourselves. The second thing is to avoid the emotional charge of the situation. So when you're anxious and you're angry, I don't think much is stopping you, girls, to be honest, girls and boys. You're like a bull in a china shop. Like, anxiety can cause you to do crazy things. Like, last year, I was a bit of a mess, to be honest. Like, I have never really... I have, actually, but, like, consistent anxiety, maybe not. But, like, I definitely go through bouts of being really anxious. But last year, there were certain points where I was so anxious, riddled with anxiety, that my behaviour, the way I was acting, so impulsive, so scared, like I was acting like a child. And it's because like my inner child felt really, really, really unsafe. And so you've got to remove yourself from situations where you genuinely feel so triggered and feel like not good enough and feel hurt, anxious. Like, those triggers are what is going to cause you to not act rationally. And so removing yourself from a situation, doing things that will ground you. So breathing, guys, honestly. So I actually did breath work the other day with Nadine, my friend. She is just a little light. Like, she is so fucking amazing. Like, literally met her in December and I just feel like I needed a soul like her in my life. Like, she's incredible. So I went to one of her breath works. And if you're in Sydney, by the way, we're actually doing a workshop. We're doing a 3-hour workshop where I'm doing a self-love, coming back to yourself hour. Janie is doing an hour of yoga and Nadine is doing the breath work. And honestly, I can't wait for you to experience the breath work. Like, you will fucking love the session. So it's on the 3rd of March and we're doing it in the morning and it's in Bondi in the most incredible room. So girls, definitely message me and I will get you some tickets. And we've also got 15% off as well. So definitely grab some of them. But yeah, so I went and did breathwork with Nadine yesterday, on Wednesday, sorry. And the power of breathwork so basically it shuts off your prefrontal cortex. You sink into your subconscious and so you start getting visions or flashbacks or releasing emotion. And it was so just crazy, the stuff that was coming up. Like, my inner child kept coming up, and when I was 7 or 8, experiences from then, and I kept putting my hands over my eyes and it was like, you finally see, like, what did it keep saying? It was just something like, you're hiding from your truth. I kept hearing that, and I just released so much emotion. And so the power of breath to regulate your nervous system. So when we're anxious, angry, like, our cortisol, our nervous system is literally in fight or flight. And when we're in fight or flight, it's so hard to act rationally. Like, we've got to have some compassion for ourselves. When we act out, when we, you know, text the ex or whatever it may be, that is completely fight or flight. Like, feeling like you need this. You need love, you need worthiness, like, it's just, you need safety. It's very, very hard to regulate your emotions when you're in fight or flight. So coming back down to yourself, like, yoga is so amazing for that. Meditation, grounding yourself, like, going barefoot on the sand, on the grass, breathing. So make sure that your exhales are longer than your inhales. Yeah, there's some amazing pranayama exercises in yoga, like, that are really, really good just for regulating your nervous system. And what I should know what it's called, guys, but it's like nostril breathing. Yeah, nostril breathing. So look that up. Like, really, really, like, remember that you've got to calm your body down and your mind will follow. So all these emotional charges that happen in your body, like will then trigger your mind. Your mind will trigger your body. You'll go into fight or flight. You'll act in ways that you don't want to. So really coming back to your body, grounding yourself, switching off from the dopamine hit. So really, really taking a little bit of a break from social media, which I think I'm going to do next week. Taking a break from social media, just like coming back to yourself. And when you start to slowly build yourself back up piece by piece, you will start to realize that you are in control, and that a woman who is in control is the most powerful. Genuinely, girls, like, powerful. The final thing I want to say about logic over emotion is that we have so many versions of ourselves that are living in this present moment. I actually journaled the other week, and like I had 6 different opinions about the same thing. My highest version of myself was saying, like, don't be stupid, look over the hill, look what's coming, look where you are. My present self was just struggling to accept the reality of what was going on. My past self, I feel like I needed to be there for her. Like, there was so much going on. And we have our inner child that is always here with us, that never knew how to regulate her emotions. So you might have been bullied in school, you might have not felt good enough, you might have had huge body image issues, you might have had a really bad childhood. Like, we did not know how to regulate our emotions at that point. And so a lot of our emotion can come from the past. And so, like, we've got to reparent ourselves. We've got to, in those moments where you're feeling et up, you're feeling hurt, you're struggling to regulate yourself, like, really ask yourself, like, what do I need in this moment? And more often than not, it's to come back to yourself. It's not the validation of someone else. It's not to feel loved. It's to fill that peace up within yourself that never felt enough. And so having that dialogue with yourself, like, I, at the minute, I'm just giving myself a daily pep talk, just like, girl, you've got this. Like, I'd write it on my notes, or, you know, when I'm feeling a certain way, just asking myself, like, right, okay, like, where's this coming from? Like, what do I need right now? And slowly but surely, girls, like, I'm starting to feel like I'm coming a little bit back down to myself and I'm not acting so cuckoo. I really hope this has helped. I really do. It's from the heart again, not the logic. And yeah, like, just really have compassion with yourself that this is whatever you're going through right now. It's the messy middle. It could be your career, like I was saying, where you quit. It might be the relationship or the situationship where you keep going back to them. Who knows? I don't know what it might be for you, but I hope that you can relate this to yourself, and I hope that, you know, this helps you to realize that it can be healed, and that you can come back to yourself and you can feel good. But yeah, I love you all so much, and I'll see you next week.